Back on the captain's log with my buddy Josh Prey.
Listen, Brian finally came and got me because you know what? Brian, I wish I was inside this car right now. I wish I was inside this car. Brian has 8 GoPros in his car now. I'm absolutely astonished. I'm amazed. Other A words.
I have 3 actually, and I only have 2 set up with some other, lighting options.
Listen, guys. Listen. Hold up. I'm trying to
share it.
I'm trying to share it to my, because you know what? Because I've never been around money like this, guys. He has like a light in the corner. Y'all know this is real in the back? I didn't even realize this was real in the back.
You thought that was fake?
I thought it was like
look, we're turning it off and on. Let's give everyone the real effect. Bam.
See, I thought that was like a piece of cardboard paper in the back. It's not.
No, that's a real deal, baby. That's a real deal.
I'm just happy to be back in the limousine that he called just a regular everyday vehicle when gas prices are this high.
Well, you're gonna be in a Jeep tomorrow, right?
Listen, tomorrow. Southwest Florida. Tomorrow, I am going on my first crawler experience, because that's what they call Jeep.
Yeah, right.
They call them crawlers. I'm going to Lazy Springs in Lehigh. I think it's called Lazy Springs. And I'm so nervous. Like, I don't know what to wear. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is I'm going, and I'm excited about that. And
Who's gonna dress you?
I'm dressing myself.
What would you pick out finally?
I'm probably gonna put on some Nike tights.
Okay.
Some gym shorts, some Jordans. I'm gonna be like the most stereotypical black man in history tomorrow. Everybody else gonna be in mud and clothes. I'm gonna be out there looking like I'm going to play basketball. Jeep wave.
That's a Jeep wave?
That's the Jeep wave. You don't take your hand off the steering wheel. That's a Jeep wave.
Ah, you just go, yeah.
Brian, you can't do that, man.
I got like.
Oh. Brian, you get shot for doing that, man.
Oh.
I can't do that.
There's no way.
This is my first time in a Bentley truck. We're in a Bentley truck right now. This is my first time. I'm super excited. But yeah, man, I got like a lot of support from the Jeep community now because I made a couple videos about Jeeps because I want a Jeep.
Did you get to pick what Jeep you were gonna ride in, or is it just the whole Calgary?
I believe it's a Calgary, and I'm listen. Tomorrow, I am going to. I don't want to say that word because it sounds very bad, but I'm going to like Jeep swap, like tomorrow. I'm going to go from Jeep to Jeep, so you can call me what you want to call me. You can call me an H word. I just got to do what I got to do.
Is it a ride, or is it everyone just goes out and parties? The whole party in the woods. What is it?
I don't know what to expect. And I know they're picking me up at 9 a.m. You know black people don't wake up to about 9:15.
I know, because I was calling you this morning at 7.
Listen, tomorrow I might be in your Jeep with eye boogers. Please forgive me. That's all I'm saying. Forgive me.
Oh, my God. That's so
I'm
funny.
Excited to be back. I haven't seen you in like months.
You've been busy. Dude, you're all over the freaking country. You're on Facebook 24 hours a day. You don't have time for the captain anymore. Listen. I'm hurt.
Brian has upgraded his comedy club. Brian is owner and operator of Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida, the biggest comedy club in Naples, Florida, which took me like a billion years to get booked there. And he got like exclusive diamond stages now. You know what I'm saying? He got people popping out of cakes. Like, he pulls up at my house. I thought it was the president. I didn't know what to do. It's a big show tonight, ain't it?
Yeah, there's two shows. There's a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show.
James Davis
and Michael Q.
And Michael Q. I might have to go to that show, man. I mean, Michael Q and James, I heard they're like, they're extremely funny.
Two shows, yeah. Michael Q's the early show and James Davis, he just had his Comedy Central 1-hour special come out.
Did he?
Yeah, it's on Comedy Central right now. It's called In Your Town. I believe.
Comedy Central. I can do it.
And he's got a 1-hour. You gotta get him special.
Listen,
man.
Listen, right now, I got my public service comedy special. It was free. You know what I'm saying? Look around for that. You know what I'm saying?
Your comedy specials every day, you give your people great comedy on Facebook.
Brian's trying to convince me to do a podcast, guys.
I think you should. I think you should do a podcast.
I don't got nothing to talk about.
That's all you do is talk. You don't know how to do anything else. Don't shit me. Who are you talking about?
I'm just saying, I think people can take me in 4-minute, 5-minute spurts and get in and get out, but I don't think nobody wants to hear me talk for 45 straight minutes.
The podcast can be 5 minutes.
You think so?
A podcast doesn't have to be a certain amount of time.
I didn't know that.
You don't know it.
I didn't know that.
It could be 5 minutes. It could be 10 minutes. It could be two. There's 30-second podcasts where people post stuff like the funniest 30-second podcast you've ever seen.
You ever be in traffic and you don't ever just look in the other cars with all the other, like, cute women and stuff?
I do, but they usually beeping at me.
No, she got a boyfriend. I believe I could beat him fighting, but I ain't gonna. I'm gonna let him live today. His hat look a little dirty.
What's the best thing that you like when you're recognized? You like recognized when people recognize you on Facebook and they repost your stuff? Because that happens a lot. Or do you like when you're out in public and people want pictures with you and then they post it?
The dopest thing to me is when I'm with my kids and we're eating at a restaurant, or we're just shopping, or we're just like traveling somewhere, and somebody wants to take a picture of me, because it excites my children.
Right.
Because for my kids, like, they think I'm Superman. So when somebody else recognizes me, they're like, my daddy is Superman and he's famous. Like, kids, 8 and 12 year old. I like that. The other stuff is like, whatever. But I like for, like, the people around me to have a good time with it. And people are super polite. Like, people make me feel like I'm Will Smith.
Well, that's great.
Like, people think I'm, like, famous. I'm like,
you are famous now. It's a big thing. I mean, let's face it. There's a whole new caliber of famous people. You don't have to be a TV celebrity now to be famous. The internet made more people famous than TV.
I mean, I don't want
every day.
But I don't want to be, like, I feel like being internet famous.
Look at guys like Gary Vee, and, you know, look at, like, these guys are superstars. They're internet famous. They're not doing anything.
But I feel like when somebody say you're internet famous, they take away.
No, that's not. They take away
some credibility. Like, funny for real. So I don't want to just be the guy that makes videos and then when I go to perform and host your event, you're not having a great time.
So yes, I understand that, because in comedy there is this thing where, oh, he's funny, he's a YouTube comedian.
Yeah, I don't want to be a YouTuber.
Right.
I'm
not different though than being famous in the world now. Like, that's not the same. You're talking about, like, the comedian that was, like, he's on TikTok and he can, like, make people laugh for 3 seconds.
See
that's different.
To me, that's not, and I'm, hey, listen, anybody that did Vine, to anybody that did TikTok, I'm not taking away anything from anyone. Talent is talent. But to me, it takes a different kind of person to make everybody laugh at once.
It does.
Like, bring you into a world that you have no business. Like, I have people shoot dice and rob people laughing at my archery videos, wanting to go out and get a bow and arrow.
Right.
That's what I like. I got black people that has never been in the woods wanting to hang out with their redneck homies now. Like, that's the kind of talent I want to put out there.
Right. And that's what you've done.
I mean,
you've been super successful at it.
Hey, listen, why y'all ain't tell me that I got a sweat stain on my shirt? Y'all like terrible. Okay, I'm a big guy. Y'all don't be looking between my armpits.
I didn't notice.
Because you over here like, Brian wears camel organic t-shirts, guys.
Why does it always have to be something that I do? It's about you.
Brian's awesome, guys. He's freaking Brian, so how's your liquor doing?
It's good. It's good. We're in like 60 locations right now. I have 3 distributors throughout Florida. We go all the way from North Florida now to Marco Island, and we haven't hit Key West yet. We're working on that, but I have the sugar-free, gluten-free vodka, Captain Brian's dark rum, and this week comes out a new gin, brand new gin that's outstanding.
Who creates the taste?
I do.
How?
48 times filtered, this product is. Literally.
Is it difficult to do?
I mean, it's a taste test. And I might not be perfect at it.
Do you get drunk on your own liquor?
I don't often, no. But right now we're doing so many promotions. Like, every weekend I have, like, promo girls in different cities or whatever doing different tastings and samplings. Or I'm doing it myself because people love that when I go out. Like, you asked me if I've been at the club. But no, but I've been at other people's clubs every night.
Y'all see it? But y'all see how I just flipped it and started interviewing him? He didn't even notice it. Y'all see how I just made it about him? So the people want to know, my fans want to know, because my fans love me. When can Captain Brian Vodka sponsor a Josh Prey live segment?
Right now.
So
whenever
you
want.
Listen, when I go live, I'm putting them on camera, guys. Brian has to give me some liquor, and he going to sponsor. The next Josh Prey live will be sponsored by your liquor.
By Captain Brian's.
Yeah, my next live gonna be sponsored by it.
Done. I'm
gonna
have How much do you need?
I'm gonna have some bottles in there. We gonna have the different tastes. We gonna have some information about them.
Yeah. You see, and this, we'll sell it. You can get it at CaptainBrian.com.
Oh, and it's Cap.
And it's live. I have it online now.
CaptainBrian.com.
You could buy the vodka, the gin, the rum, the dark rum, right on the internet now. It's been that's a challenge.
Why?
Well, because you can't just go buy alcohol online.
Yeah,
because
it's an age thing, right?
Yeah, and so it took me a while.
So how do they verify a 14-year-old or a 12-year-old's not buying it?
Well, that's that. See, basically what we do is we sell it to a distributor.
Okay.
And the distribution sells it to a retailer.
Okay.
And the retailer sells it to the general public. But when you go to my website, you don't see all that. You just see that we sell it.
Can a person buy liquor online? Like, can I buy some Cristal?
Yeah, you can buy it.
Some peach Ciroc?
Yes.
Some Captain Brian Ciroc?
Yes.
Some peach Captain Brian?
Yes.
You need to make some, like, some grape.
I'm gonna come out with a couple.
You know, black people seasonal. Like you know, black people like grape.
Grape, would it be sugar free and
no? Hell no! You gotta put a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar, like Kool Aid grape.
It gotta be oh,
Kool Aid
grape, Captain Brian's rum. That's a long ass word.
That's a lot.
Oh my! Yeah, you got it. Yeah, we gotta do grape, and then we gotta do moonshine for
yeah,
the people
I like
in Kentucky,
that. And
South Carolina, North Carolina. What they saying?
Wow, it's an Apple Watch. You guys
are just dicks.
What? What's wrong with the Apple Watch?
Janet, wait. I'm confused. I'm confused.
I don't know.
We're dicks.
Oh, maybe they missed. Somebody was talking about one of our products, one of our wrist watches or something.
We got.
I don't know.
I got an Apple Watch. I'm a dick.
I got an Apple Watch.
We're dicks because we got. That was
me.
Janet. I'm Janet.
Janet, I love you. You can't hate on us.
I'm just a.
So it's spring break, and you didn't know that there's a spring break in this town? Like, what are you doing?
Listen. So listen, guys. In Florida is the spring break capital of the world.
Right?
And I've never even thought about to go to, it's a place in Fort Myers called Lanikai. And Lanikai
is Fort Myers Beach. It's going off right now.
But it's clearly Hawaiian, right? Lanikai is a Hawaiian word.
It is.
I've been to the real Hawaii. Shouts out to Hawaii. Mahalo, aloha. You know what I'm saying? That's my second home. Kentucky, my third home. And I never knew Lanikai was popping in Fort Myers, Florida. So now,
I got to
take me and my scratch marks to Fort Myers. I got to go to Lanikai. I might go live from Lanikai today. That's what I might. I might drive to Fort Myers today and go live from Lanikai.
Yeah. If the weather clears.
If the our weather is better than 90% of the United States right now.
Well, it's beautiful. It's 74 degrees. It's just overcast. A little chance of drizzle.
Naples is beautiful, guys.
But it's amazing.
We are blessed.
Where else are you gonna go and get this weather?
I mean, we can go to Miami. We can go to Daytona Beach, Jeep Beach.
When is the Jeep?
April 25th, 28th.
That's a big thing.
That's a huge thing.
How many Jeeps are gonna be there?
Thousands.
Thousands of Jeeps.
Thousands of Jeeps.
So that's like...
Top on, top down.
Is that the biggest Jeep event of the year?
I believe that's the biggest Jeep gathering of the year. Hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
But okay? It's going to be a huge event.
It's huge. And Josh Prey is going to be hosting some portions of it.
Do you have to talk on stage or you just have to ride in Jeeps?
You know what? I'm going to actually do a set for him.
Really?
I'm going to actually go do a set at Jeep Beach. And they're giving away a brand new Jeep. And I get to do the drawing. If I win, y'all ain't gonna hate me, right? Like, if I somehow happen to pick the registration and the ticket and it's my name, y'all wouldn't be mad. Y'all would be happy for me, right? Like, let me know now, because we're trying to set this thing
yes,
up.
Yes, yes. What can they win?
They're gonna win a Jeep.
A Jeep. Are you giving away a Jeep?
Hell no, I'm not giving away a Jeep. I don't got give away Jeep money.
Not yet. I'm just gonna ride the coattails until you do.
I got X6 money, but I ain't got Jeep money. Now they're giving away a Jeep. It's food, it's music, it's tents, it's clothing. It's just a great atmosphere.
It's probably a lot of bikini-clad women.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they like the top down on the Jeep, and I think that you wear, like, you know.
Are bikinis still a thing?
It's a thing. It's like, definitely
do women still
They've
wear bikinis?
They've changed a lot, though. They've definitely changed a lot over the years.
I didn't know women still wore bikinis.
What do you think they wear at the beach?
I thought the one piece was like the new hot.
I don't really like the one piece that much. Do you like the one piece?
I prefer a woman in a one piece over a woman in a bikini.
Really?
Dead serious.
What?
I just feel there's something.
The kind that goes like that with the open or just the straight one piece? Like
I think a woman with a
Pamela
one.
Pamela Anderson Baywatch.
I think it's something extremely sexy about a one piece. I think a one piece is sexier than a bikini.
Really?
I'm serious.
Is that something you just say so you don't get in trouble?
No. Ladies. Let me ask you a question right quick. Ladies. That's an oxymoron. Do you ladies think a one piece is better than a bikini? And fellas, what do you think?
I go bikini all day, but I like the little strappy bikinis.
See, I don't. I just think it's something so sexy about a woman in like a red bikini.
That's because you grew up watching Baywatch.
I really didn't. That's because I grew up watching Beyonce and she danced around in a one-piece bathing suit on every set in a leotard. Beyonce gave women confidence like no other.
Right?
We don't. Who is our Beyonce? Who's the male Beyonce? Who gives men confidence?
Will Smith.
Nah, Will Smith got great shape. Yeah. Will Smith don't make me want to be chubby. He makes me want to be thin.
How about
The Rock?
The Rock!
The Rock makes you feel like you are who you are.
Yeah, but look at the dude. I'm like, hell. I mean, he hasn't eaten anything but protein his whole life. What the hell?
You think The Rock is jacked like that?
Yes.
You impressed by The Rock's body size?
Yes.
I think Brian got a man crush.
No, but I mean, come on. He's not like everyday dude. He's literally...
Holly said, if I go outside in a bra and panties, I'm going to jail.
Someone just said, they like a three-piece, but my three-piece comes with a biscuit. I like a two-piece.
Brittany Gonzalez says, one-pieces are better for pics in the house. Brittany, I don't even understand what that means, Brittany.
I know one thing. I like her in a bikini better.
Who, Brittany?
Yep.
Brittany got a nice face. she got a very, like, nice face. A lot of people don't have just like a naturally nice face. She got a nice face. That's Britain from 105.5, right?
Yes, it is.
Shouts out to Britain 105.5.
What's up, baby?
105.5. See, just understand. I'm calling 105.5 the beat out right now. Y'all will not interview unless Captain Brian sends me up there. That's messed up.
No. Come like, on. You need me to get you an interview?
Like, I do. Like, I'm like 105.5. Y'all should have me up for 20 minutes one day.
They should.
Like, they don't.
Well, I'm going to make it happen. Do you need me to make it happen?
I need you to make that happen.
All right.
But I bet JoJo Casillas can get up there.
Hey, Brad. What's up, buddy? Brad owns Society downtown. Hi, Brad. She's working on her booty right now.
Man, why work? Just go buy one.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, because I'm on Captain Brian right now, and I got some kind of leeway, y'all know I'm pretty much of a clean comic when I'm on my Facebook and whatnot, other social media sites, whatever. But... I just bought this pump, and it's fire for every man out there.
Wait, for?
I just bought a pump.
For the?
Yeah. I bought this pump. You don't need surgery. You don't need pills. You don't need needles. This pump will give you another...
Level.
Level. Oh, my God. It's literally levels to your to your lever.
Okay, so yeah, I'll tell you about the pump.
Oh my gosh,
I have a pump.
Brian, I was just joking.
You're lying.
Brian, I was just joking. Like, I'm like, being black is not a myth. being a black man, what? Like that's how when the Lord was making us, that's when he started from there first.
We got
built like a Volkswagen. We got built from the inside out.
Right at the
not the outside in. He built us like a Volkswagen.
Right at the tip. He started.
That's how he did us. I don't know about you guys.
I'm trying to drive, dude. That's not right. That's not right at all.
Brad Bowers. Can't wait to see you either, Brad Bowers.
Oh my God.
I think that if you wear one piece, it starts creating imaginations unlike bikini. Jeep wave.
I'm going to give a Jeep wave. I can't do the Jeep wave, though, you said.
You can't because you're not in a Jeep. You're in a Bentley truck.
But what about your wave? You can't just give a wave.
Who can't?
You.
That's the Jeep wave, man. I'm like part of the Jeep family now.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm solidified.
That's so funny.
Oh, Monday, I will be at the Tampa Bay Lightning game Monday. And after that, after the game on Monday, if you want to meet me, I'm going to do a 30-minute meet and greet right outside the arena. So Monday, Tampa, Florida, I will be at the Tampa Bay Lightning game. Game starts at 7:30.
You're a big Lightning dude now too, right?
Huge Lightning. I'm a Florida Gator. I'm a New England Patriots. Excuse the hat. I'm a Miami Marlin, and I'm a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. And when it comes to rugby football, I'm an Austin Elite, Houston, you know what I'm saying, Utah Warrior. I'm real big into rugby now. Rugby's a huge thing.
Are you playing rugby, or are you just talking about it?
I'm talking about it, but like I'm considering playing tomorrow after the Jeep
thing.
After the Jeep thing. I'm considering going to find some guys to pick up, and we're going to play rugby tomorrow. I'm considering it.
What do you know about rugby?
That they hit and they tackle and they got no pads and they all dangerous. And the white dudes in rugby are faster than anything you've ever seen.
They're like gazelles.
Listen, that destroys that. You know how they say white men can't jump?
Yeah.
Or the white dudes are.
Right.
That, yeah, that destroys that whole myth.
Yeah, they're agile little suckers.
Nah. Ain't nothing little about them.
Right?
I would not run up on no rugby player. I'm straight.
I never played rugby.
I mean, you look like you'll be good for. You look like you'll be a good pickleball player.
Oh my God. Pickleball. I'm an athlete. I played baseball in college, damn it.
Brian, you no athlete, Brian. Brian, you are not no athlete, Brian. There's not an athletic bone in that body, Brian.
There is not a bone in this body that's not athletic.
Brian, don't make
What me. Sport are you good at?
I'm good at everything. I'm from a
What sport league. Do you want to play against me?
Brian, I will beat you in anything.
Don't basketball?
Brian, that's not
Won't me. Even be close.
We can play for charity.
We can play?
You can pick a charity event. I can pick a charity. And we can play, and the loser has to donate $100 to the other person's charity.
Done.
Listen.
Anytime you want.
Listen, but don't
cry. Listen, at the end.
I want you guys to like this page. Like Brian's page.
Yes.
And I need y'all to like his page because we're gonna set this up and we're gonna have a charity match. And you guys can choose.
I'll do it all day.
It could be tennis.
I won't even pick baseball because that wouldn't even be fair.
Brian, black people are the best in every sport.
Yeah,
Brian.
But you can't be me in most sports. You can't. I don't know what sport you're gonna pick.
The only thing y'all can probably beat us in is like pickleball.
I pick baseball,
cricket, curling.
I would pick baseball, but that wouldn't be fair. So I went with basketball because I figured you probably have a little.
I'll
less
kill
skin.
You in basketball. We can do tennis.
I'll beat you in tennis too,
Brian. You realize I was like the number one tennis player in Immokalee.
No,
I have newspaper articles.
But I might not play. I'm not gonna be good at tennis, though.
Oh my God!
But I can play a little tennis. But I just picked basketball because I figured that might be your game.
Somebody said ping pong.
I'm not so good at ping pong. My kids, they play me, but I'm not.
Joseph James, Brian does not want to wrestle me.
I'm thick.
Joe,
I don't want to wrestle.
Joe, I take him from the room to the room. He don't want to do wrestling. Somebody said golf. Jason, the only thing about golf is expensive to play.
Yeah.
Like, golf is a couple hundred dollars, so...
I'm not so good at golf, to be honest with you, but I don't think you have to be a good athlete to be good at golf. I think you have to have a lot of training and a lot of skill.
Somebody said soccer. Brian ain't gonna play no soccer.
I'll whip you in soccer. Won't even be close.
Brian, you...
You'll be so winded, dude. I ride 10 miles a day, and I don't even break a sweat. It's not even a workout right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Like...
Hey, Brittany Gonzalez, you said I can come up to 105.5. Remember you said this.
See, Randy says I'm riding my bike every day. See, I know.
What bike does he ride?
I ride my Trek every day.
Listen, first of all, Daniel Thibodeau, skydiving is not a sport.
Not at all.
Okay, I want you to...
Have you ever done it?
Skydive?
Yeah.
All right, listen, check this out.
I will not.
Check it out. So, I got this segment called Five Things With My White Friends. And I do a lot of things with my white friends. And I never lie about it.
Right.
But it's the level of Caucasianism. Yeah. That's a real word. I'm going to put that in the dictionary. Caucasianism. I'm not ready to reach that level yet. I'm not going to skydive.
Like, I wouldn't either.
Like, y'all can have that. Like, I'm not at that level yet. I scuba dived already. I scuba dove. Scuba dove.
Yeah.
Scuba dove. Scuba dove. Scuba dove.
How'd that go? How far down did you go?
I went about 2 feet.
Dodgeball, I'll kill him. He can't handle this heat. Melissa, I would kill him in dodgeball.
Tetherball.
I throw too hard. Hey. He can't get his big ass out of the way of my gun. I can't let these guns come out, dude.
Listen, tetherball. I would kill this man in tetherball, man. You serious? Why y'all disrespecting Josh Prey like this? Y'all supposed to love me.
It's not even funny. Chess.
I'll beat you in chess.
You probably beat me in chess because you probably trying to hustle some dudes for some money back in the day.
Listen, Will Smith is not
kickball
even
nothing. Kickball wouldn't even be close. I kick it so hard, he won't know what hit him. Double dutch and jump. I'll take him on a jump roping. I'll jump rope
listen,
against you.
But listen, y'all, the only way this is going to happen, y'all got to like Captain Brian's page. And then for a month, we're going to let y'all pick out whatever y'all want to do. And then when we do this for charity.
Is it more than one sport? Or is it just going to be one thing?
We can do three things. It don't matter.
Oh, like a whole Olympics.
We can do an Olympics. And we can get other people. We can get other personalities involved if they want to get involved.
All right. I like that.
And we can do it, and we'll go live.
So tennis, you played tennis in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, so tennis is out, because I didn't play tennis.
See what I mean?
Then we have to pick baseball.
I don't care what we play. I'm the best in everything,
you can't.
We can wash dishes.
Dude, honestly, if we played baseball.
We can compete in putting protection on. Man, when you say that.
If I pitched against you, you might not foul one off.
You're going to hit me. Then I'm going to drop the bat, and I'm going to rush the mound.
No, I'm not. I played in college. I played 4 years on a scholarship.
In like 1960 what?
No, dude. 94 to 98. Google it. Endicott College. Cappy B. Yeah.
You just threw up a gang sign?
Yeah, dude. I figured I was feeling it.
You just do it. Listen, for any gang sign that was thrown up in the making of this live, Josh Prey was not a part of it. So for all you gangsters out there.
It was not a job. It was just, can you feel me?
Somebody, Melissa said, deep cleaning the house.
No.
Nah.
I failed.
We straight.
I have a maid.
I would say competitive eating, but the thing about competitive eating, this is just my personal belief. It's world hunger, and I'm not trying to get too deep, but it's world hunger, it's starving people, and I feel like using like something like that as a game is insulting to those who go without.
Okay.
So like people that eat like 100 hot dogs and we pay to watch that, it's people that don't eat 100 hot dogs in a year. Some people have a hot dog for a month.
That's true. But I did do a donut eating competition. My son had to challenge me to a Krispy Kreme donut eating.
How many did you eat?
I ate a dozen and he tapped out at 9.
Hold up, you ate 12 donuts?
Yeah, dude. And I was done. I did it live.
It was easy?
I'm a competitor.
It's easy?
Dude, you don't know who you're going up against.
Wait, you can eat 12 donuts.
Don't start backpedaling now because I ate a dozen donuts that you don't want to do this competition. I don't want to hear about it.
Somebody say archery.
I ate a dozen. And then I did 50 push-ups.
You ate a dozen
donuts? And got out the car and did 50 push-ups.
Hold on, wait. Back
at
to
the same time.
Wait. Back to Randy K. Sayer. She said you ride. Brian doesn't be riding. Okay, listen, guys. I don't think Brian rides his bike. I watch Brian live sometimes, and he put his GoPro on his bike. I want to say he be going in the same circle.
Right.
Nobody ever sees Brian.
You are so not right, dude. I do anywhere from 5 to 12 miles, sometimes 15 miles, at least a day. If I get, there might be a couple days a week I don't get out there.
A liar's mouth can be full of truth.
No, dude.
I'm gonna say that.
You get on my bike.
I've never seen you show any. You've never said, "Hey, I'm at this stoplight." Hey, we need proof. We need traffic sign proof.
We need real.
Yes.
Okay.
Take your camera off and say, "I'm at Vanderbilt. I'm at Airport Road. Absolutely. I'm at the mall."
I'll post my rides. You know the tracker when it tracks you how far you ride. So, I'll post it and I'll tag you.
Somebody said, that's a lie. Anybody can ride the bike for you. Your child can ride your bike.
Nobody's going to keep up.